Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snoop.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Gordon Chang. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. GordonChang.com is the website where you can find Gordon's, all of Gordon's articles, and you see him on television talking about the whole U.S. Pacific Rim issues that we were facing, especially China. He's a China expert for sure. Gordon, thanks again for being here. We've been talking about, we talked about the Google disgrace. We talked about the Huawei assault on the United States and our complicity by basically just giving them whatever they want, by not defending ourselves. We are in a full, folks, we are in a full-on world war, a 21st century type world war right now. If we don't get smart, we don't get our act together and defend ourselves, we're going to lose our country, Gordon. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. You know, in the middle of May, People's Daily ran a piece declaring people's war, quote-unquote, on the United States. In May, there was also a series of other hostile comments about the U.S. carried by official media. So we've got to understand what the Chinese are saying about us. You know, we may find it, you know, that distasteful or unfortunate or whatever about this situation, but we don't have a choice here. We're not driving events.
And yet China's economy is now, for the first time in a long time, not doing well. Is this not a good time for the government, U.S. President to strike while the iron's hot, so to speak, and to try to get China to come to the table and agree to a trade deal, to agree to better behavior? Is this not the right time to do this?
This is the right time, because as you point out, President Trump, yesterday, President Trump tweeted about the effect of the tariffs on China. I actually think that we should not have a trade deal, largely because the Chinese are not going to honor it,
right,
and also because there are various things about the way China has been acting where a deal is not going to help.
What would you do? What's your alternative?
The international community. I would do what President Trump is doing, but a little bit more. Higher tariffs on all Chinese goods. And I would make sure that we vigorously prosecute, first of all, the Chinese theft of U.S. intellectual property. We've allowed this to continue for far too long.
How would that happen? What would that look like?
What we'd have to do is, first of all, strengthen our networks. The federal government would have to cooperate with businesses. We would have to make sure that any time that there's been a breach detected by a corporate network, that they report this to the FBI. No longer can we have companies hiding breaches by China, because that inhibits our ability.
Let me tell you how stupid this is. What you're saying, we're not doing that. How stupid it is. This summer, the government is passing a law that requires every small business to declare to the Justice Department who owns whatever ownership of the company is, names, addresses, phone numbers, social security numbers. We're having to reveal everything about us to the government, and yet they're not making the foreign actors do that. That's how stupid things are around here.
Yeah, it's absolutely stupid. You know, I'm not sure that the Justice Department should know about the ownership of.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
But, you know, what
real quick, Gordon, let me ask you a question. Is anything that's going on with North Korea, is there anything good, any good news that you have? And is anything happening there that could benefit us with China?
The Chinese are trying to interfere in the denuclearization process. And the one good thing that President Trump has been doing is getting the Chinese out of the room, because they've always acted as a malign influence on North Korea.
So do you feel like that the U.S. and North Korea have its own dialogue now, just the two of us, and do you think there's progress?
There is some progress, Jim. There should be more progress. I think that Kim Jong-un, the North Korean ruler, is playing us a little bit. President Trump is allowing this. I think he's allowing it because he's trying to coax the North Koreans into good behavior. No one has ever been able to do that before.
Right.
But, you know, we'll have to let President Trump maybe a bit more time. But the point is, at some point, President Trump needs to pivot. He needs to go back to the policies that made him effective, which
right.
were vigorous enforcement of sanctions. We're not yeah. vigorously enforcing sanctions now.
Well, I'll tell you, I wish that you'd be in the White House visiting them and giving them more advice. And when I talk to the president, I'll see if I can't work that out for you, Gordon. Hey, Gordon, thanks for being here. Good job today. Keep up the good work and come back soon.
And thank you so much, Jim, for your defense of our country.
Thank you, Gordon. Gordon Chang, ladies and gentlemen, put a .com at the end of that, and that's his website. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.